I am here at the Ethanol Conference and Trade Show, the 21st Annual Ethanol Conference and Trade Show in Omaha. With me is Jeff Broin, who is CEO of POET, and POET made a major announcement here at the conference. And Jeff, tell me what that is.
Well, we are very excited to announce that we have our pilot scale cellulosic ethanol plant under construction, and we expect to bring that online by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, and what are you using as a feedstock for this?
This facility will be operated on actually corn cobs and corn fiber, which is actually the hull of the corn kernel. Mm-hmm. It will produce about 20,000 gallons per year. It's more than a $4 million investment by our company. And this facility will be very flexible, which will allow us to not only take the processes that we're now getting to work very well in our laboratories up to pilot scale, but in addition, if any new technologies come along, and there are a lot of people working on these technologies, we'll be able to incorporate those into the plant as well.
Why has POET taken this integrated approach?
We actually are integrating the cellulosic plant onto a grain plant because of the multiple synergies involved with the two plants. Mm-hmm. We can take the byproduct from the back end of the cellulosic plant and use that not only to power the entire cellulosic plant, create energy from it to power the cellulosic plant, but also create energy to power the grain-based ethanol plant or significantly reduce the amount of fossil-based energy those plants need, which again makes our process even more green than it is today.
Well, when you made this announcement, you seemed very excited. You seem really optimistic about the future of cellulosic ethanol at this point.
We have had a couple of things that have gone exceptionally well lately, some things we've discovered that just have not worked very well in this industry in the past, in the cellulosic industry in the past. We've been able to go to much higher fermentation yields or percentages than we've seen in the past, as well as higher yields per ton. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing some big moves forward in the technology itself through our research and development.
Now, people keep saying cellulosic 5 to 10 years away. They've been saying that for a very long time. what do you say?
Well, actually, we intend to take this technology from our plant at POET Research Center, the pilot plant, up to commercial scale. The construction of the plant will start in 2009, and we'll have it operating in 2011. Recently, our partner in the enzyme business, who is about 100 researchers working today on the enzymes and putting a tremendous amount of money into it, recently reported that they're going to be a year ahead of schedule and bringing the enzymes, which is one of the very big keys to the success of this process. And in addition, we're finding some microorganisms that are extremely promising for the back-end processes. So one of the reasons I'm excited is there has never been this kind of commitment to the commercialization of cellulosic ethanol in dollars or people resources in my history in the business. So we're excited to see all these things coming together, and I would say that the stars are beginning to align for cellulosic ethanol.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Now, POET really undisputably is the leader in the ethanol industry, and you're just about to open another plant, right?
Yeah, we have three more plants coming online in the next 3 months, actually. The next one will be in North Manchester, Indiana, and that will come online in September. So we're excited to bring that online. That will put us at 24 operating plants, a little over 1.4 billion gallons of production, which does make us the largest producer of ethanol in the world.
Mm-hmm. And no question you are optimistic just about the ethanol industry itself.
Well, we see tremendous potential. A recent study by Stanford University showed that there's over 1 billion acres of idled cropland worldwide. This is land that was in production and taken out that people are starting to put back into production. The really neat thing about the higher price of corn we've seen recently is, for the first time in 40 years, the price of grain is above the world cost of production. What that's going to allow, first of all, is that the price won't get out of hand because there's plenty of acres out there to produce grain, and we can even produce more on the land that we have today. So we're very excited about the potential for grain, and in fact, the potential. One thing I've been saying recently is we could replace 50% of our gasoline in this country with ethanol in the next 12 to 15 years if we remain committed. That's from cellulosic and grain. That includes increases in grain yields that are projected by the seed biotechs, and that includes the cellulose that's been shown available by the USDA studies. So we are very excited about the potential for ethanol, and we want people to understand that we are going to be here to help this country's energy security issues.
Jeff, tell me a little bit about POET. Now, of course, it used to be Broin, named after you. Now, tell me about when POET first started as a company and how far you think you've come at that point, how it's grown since then.
Well, kind of before the beginning of the company itself, my father built a small plant on his farm, and so it goes all the way back 25 years ago on a rural farm in southeast Minnesota. We have certainly grown up. We started at 1 million gallons per year when we started the company in Scotland, South Dakota, one small plant. Today we have 23 plants. We do about 1.35 billion gallons of production today. And we have over 10,000 farmer investors throughout the Midwest that have invested in our plants. So it's been a busy 20 years, but it's been fun. But I think, you know, certainly this industry is looking at, about 9 million gallons of production today. Mm-hmm. The potential worldwide for ethanol production is much, much greater than that. And it allows us to take our energy from the surface of the earth, where it's part of the natural carbon cycle, rather than take it from the beneath the earth, where it took tens of millions of years to get there, and then putting it all in the atmosphere in 100 years, hence some of the environmental issues we're dealing with. We need to get back to taking our energy from the surface of the earth, where it's part of the natural carbon cycle, and ethanol is part of the natural carbon cycle.
Mm-hmm. Did your dad envision this, do you think, this far 25 years ago?
I think 25 years ago, my father was just trying to figure out how to add value to corn, because we were setting aside huge tracts of land in this country, called set-aside acres at that time, mm-hmm. And growing nothing. And when he saw his land sitting idle and his corn prices at just over a dollar a bushel, he said, we've got to turn this into energy. And he also, I think, saw that we were too reliant on foreign sources of energy and that that was growing. So I think he put all that together and was really trying to add another farm enterprise and create mm-hmm. some kind of use for corn. I don't think any of us envisioned this growth. We've just seen a lot of great opportunities, and we've taken those every chance that we can.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Jeff Breuen here at the Ethanol Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.